Hello everyone, thank you for listening to another episode of the Football Betting Podcast. We are back for a bite-sized episode that features just League One and League Two this week. So we're going to help you pick out some winners, hopefully, for your little mini betting accumulators this weekend. We are sponsored, as ever, by our friends at Quiff.com. You can get a bet £10, get a £30 surprise bet offer if you use the sign-up code in the podcast show notes or on social media to test out Quiff. It is the only website where your bets can be supercharged. We've said it before a lot of times, but for anybody new, if you bet with Quiff, you have the chance, any single, any multiple, at any odds, at any stake, has the chance to be supercharged. So if you bet on a team to win at evens, or you bet on an accumulator with overall odds of 5.0, there is a chance that those odds, when you place the bet, can be boosted a little bit, or boosted massively. So your 5-1 accumulator could go to 10-1. Your evens bet could go to 2-1. That is the fun and excitement of betting with Quiff. It's a big differentiator. No one else out there does it. So please do take advantage of that sign-up offer and check it out. Anyway, Tom, how are you doing? I think we probably should apologise to the Profit Chasers because we couldn't make a show last week because of busy personal lives. But we are back this week and, ready to sink our teeth into a bit of Football League action because of the international break.
Yeah, this is a great podcast and, you know, this is how it will be advertised on social media. It's a great kind of intro pod where you can kind of get the vibe of what we do on a regular basis, which is going through the Premier League, Championship, League One and League Two with a full slate in each league, picking out betting highlights. This will be a shorter pod with obviously less games on for. So if you're new to the show, welcome. We hope you enjoy what you hear and consider coming back this time next week for a full show.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll start with League One and then we'll move into League Two. League One won't take very long. We've got three games. And there's only one, personally, that I like the look of and want to throw something out there for. It's Derby to win away at Northampton Town. The price at 1.58 for the victory. Derby, four wins on the spin. They're in second place in the league. They've got a four-point cushion over third place Bolton now. So a big incentive for Derby this week to increase that cushion to 7 points if they get a win, because Bolton don't play. Peterborough below Bolton don't play either. Portsmouth above Derby don't play. So if they win here against Northampton, they'll stick themselves on 81 points, which is 2 points off top. And like I say, 7 points ahead of third place Bolton, which is a massive psychological advantage when they'll have just 6 games left to play of the season. So Derby in really good run of form, four wins on the spin, like I mentioned, and Northampton quite the opposite at the moment. Manager John Brady came out in the media after their defeat last week and said they're not quite at the races at the moment, I think were his words about his Northampton team. You can understand why. First season back in the league after promotion, they're in 14th, 15 points away from the relegation zone and about 13 points away from the playoffs. So they're not going anywhere. By definition, very much one of those on the beach sides, I guess, at this stage of the season. The recent results tend to show that. Failures to score in the last 2 games against Wickham and Blackpool. Failure to beat Cambridge the game before that as well. And then prior to that, conceded 5 against Peterborough. So against this informed Derby side, looking to build on their momentum and consolidate their place in the top two, I think they're a good bet at 1.58.
Had a good season, haven't they, the Cobblers? So I don't think they should be too hard on themselves. But yeah, definitely can see why he's trying to keep up motivation with these kind of 9-10 meaningless games left to play. I'm going to look at Burton Port Vale, which, I mean, bloody hell, picking a result from this is tough. Burton haven't won in 6, Port Vale haven't won in 14. Horrid fixtures, to be honest with you. I'm going for unders. It's 1.65, so clearly the bookies agree with me here. basically all matches this season. Port Vale, 51.3% of games have been under 2.5. And Burton, this is the crucial point, 60.53% of all games and 66.67% of home games have been under 2.5. And then when we look at recent form, Port Vale, 3 of the last 6. So that's a little bit of a coin toss. Burton, a little bit more reliable on the unders. It's 4 of the last 6. So, yeah, a bit of a drab one, I think, is on the cards here with quite a bit at stake, of course, in terms of the relegation picture as well, both of which very much involved in the fight to stay up.
Yeah, Darren Moore taking just 2 points from 24, I believe, in his time as Port Vale manager.
Stinking the place out, isn't he?
And do you think they're regretting giving him a 5.5-year deal?
That's bloody wild. It was a coup at the time, but just in, you know, in 2024, giving a manager anything over what? If you gave him a 3-year deal, eyebrows would be raised.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. But yeah.
5.5 years. Bloody hell.
Yeah, they are well and truly stuck with him. But yeah, maybe you can turn things around, but it'll probably have to be next season in League Two, the way they're going. I'm not bothered about Carlisle, Stevenage touching on anything there. Are you?
I mean, I'm always into Stevenage, to be honest with you. I was hoping to get a better price than 1.72, but I suppose they are playing the worst team in the league by 10 points. Carlisle are hopeless. So, yeah, Stevenage not really firing on all cylinders. No wins in 4, but they should get back to winning ways here.
Right, let's move into League Two then. I'll get us kicked off with something that I like. It's in the Crewe and AFC Wimbledon game, and we're going to go for under 2.5 goals, something which is pretty synonymous with AFC Wimbledon this season. They have had 10 consecutive games now go under 2.5 goals. The price for an 11th consecutive game to go under 2.5 is 1.78, so not too bad, considering that, you know, there's a strong trend there for their games to be unders. To add to that, they have had both teams to score no in 10 of the last 11 games as well. So it's not like they're getting one all draws. They're often 1-0 defeats, 1-0 wins, 0-0 draws, the odd 2-0 win or 2-0 loss here and there. But yeah, I don't know which way the result's going to go. Two teams here that are 1 minute look fantastic and get a fantastic result, and 1 minute throw a wobbly in there and lose a game you'd expect them to win. So result-wise, I don't know where this is going to go. But yeah, following that AFC Wimbledon trend here of under 2.5 goals is the way to go for me.
Okay. I mean, this is probably the most obvious of the weekend, I think, at 1.45. It's the early kickoff. It is Mansfield against Colchester. We got first at home to 22nd. I mean, I can go into it into depth to fill the show and add context, etc. But yeah, we should be looking at a Mansfield win here, coming off the back of a 5-1 away win at Bradford. Last time they were at home, they put Swindon to the sword 3-2. And overall, they do have a strong home record. And Colchester out at 7.0, which kind of tells you everything regarding how the bookies see this game. You know, they are currently level on points with Forest Green for that last relegation spot. They do have 2 games in hand, so they'll be hoping that they can pull away. But yeah, Mansfield, you know, a phenomenal season so far. Season top of the tree, 4 points clear of Stockport. Stockport do have a game in hand. It should be an incredibly comfortable afternoon for Nigel Clough's men.
Clough the Magic Dragon. Yeah. Is this the season they finally get promoted?
It's nicely poised, isn't it? The top of League Two. Yeah.
Looks nicely poised.
Lots of teams involved.
Touching on another team at the top, Grimsby are at home to Wrexham, who are bang up there this season. I'm going to go for another one here that's under 2.5 goals. Grimsby started off this calendar year conceding goals left, right, centre. They conceded 6 to Walsall, 5 to Notts County, 3 to Stockport, 5 to Doncaster. That was it all in the first 6 games in League 2 this calendar year. Since that Doncaster 5-1 defeat, not entirely sure what they've done or what they've changed, because I don't follow Grimsby all that closely, to be honest. But since that game, they've then had 6 games consecutively go under 2.5 goals. So they've gone from conceding a shed load to really keeping things tight, not scoring many, and critically, not conceding many either. So 6 consecutive games now have gone under 2.5. That includes playing teams up towards the top of the league, like AFC Wimbledon, where they had a 0-0, and even MK Dons, where they beat them 1-0, and then most recently Gillingham, where they got a 1-1 against them. So they're getting some hard-fought, low-scoring, creditable results against teams that are playing well and near the top end of the division now. So I'm just going to back that to continue, really. I've made that sound like I'm tipping Grimsby to get something against Wrexham. Yeah. I'm not necessarily here. I'm just going to go for the unders, which is 1.9. So under 2.5 goals is 1.9. I just think whether it's another draw or a hard-fought Grimsby win or a low-scoring Wrexham win, I don't know. But just following this trend of narrow Grimsby games, which are really decided on very fine margins at the moment.
I'm going for something that is priced at 2.05. It's Newport on a double chance. So they're away at Barrow, and on the surface of things, we're looking at Newport in 11th, Barrow in 6th. Barrow looking, well in the kind of promotion picture and everything. Newport no one's out of the race in League 2, but they've got a hell of a lot of work to do. Barrow's home form this season, it's probably what has been holding them back. They've only lost 2 games at home, but they've drawn 6 and won 9. And to kind of get automatic promotion, you need to get that number 6 down and get some more tallies in the win column. I think they've been really sticky at home. On the surface of things, Barrow were unbeaten in 4 games. But I think when I look at how they've been performing, I do grow a little bit concerned. So these are kind of the last 6 games for Barrow. They lost at home to Forest Green 2-1. They got beat 5-3 away at Salford. They responded with back-to-back home wins. One against Gillingham, fair enough. One against Colchester. We just spoke about how bad Colchester are. Then they went away at Walsall, drew 1-1, which is an okay result. And then a 0-0 draw with Harrogate, which is a big red flag last time out. And Newport, I think they've been showing signs. Okay, so this is their last 6. MK Dons away, lost 3-0. Whatever, that's fine. That one's not part of my argument. Clearly, they just got beat quite handsomely. But after that, they beat Harrogate 4-1 away. They only lost 1-0 to Mansfield. They only lost 1-0 to Stockport. They managed to beat Morecambe 5-3. And then last time out, they went away at Wimbledon and they won 2-0. So Wimbledon, I think, and Barrow are obviously quite a similar level, similar in the table. I just see one team stuttering against lower sides and one team showing signs against better sides. And I've put that together and it's come out at 2.05 for Newport on the double chance.
Okay. Yeah, I like that price. That is a good price there for a double chance, definitely. Lovely stuff. Both teams to score for me here. Notts County at home to Salford. I think this will be both teams to score. Price being 1.4. So it is short. The bookies agree. Salford, 11 of their last 12 games in the league have been both teams to score. Just 1-2-0 against Gillingham. Just lobbed in there to ruin that little lovely little trend. They have, as you'd expect from that kind of stat, no clean sheets for 12 consecutive games. And they go away to a Notts County side who, in a kind of similar vein, tend to have games with lots of goals in them. Notts County at home have lost four consecutive times. They've conceded three to Gillingham, three to Crewe, four to Sutton and two to AFC Wimbledon across their last four home league games. But we know Notts County fully capable of scoring. Jody Jones with the leading number of assists in the division and Macaulay Langstaff, the leading scorer in the division. So I just think this is going to be two sides who are just going to go for it. We've seen all season long for Notts County, goals at both ends. Ever since Carl Robertson has come into Salford, we've again seen the same thing, goals at both ends. This could be a really entertaining, cracking game. I follow, if you're looking for one this weekend, Meadow Lane.
Yeah, that's the one. Tom, I'm going to tip out something at 4.75.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's worth looking at MK Dons. Basically, I just don't think the gap between the two is as the bookies have described it. So Stockport are favourites 1.75. The draw is 3.75. And Mansfield are 4.75. Bearing in mind that MK Dons, yes, they've played two games more than Stockport. They are in fourth. They're well in this like automatic promotion slash title run. Mike Williamson has resurrected them magnificently. And away from home this season, they've got a decent record. It's nothing incredible. They've avoided defeat 10 times, winning 7. Unfortunately, they have lost 9. So I wouldn't describe it as good, but it's okay. And recently, Stockport have just been a bit wobbly at home, right? A 1-0 win against Newport, fine. 0-0 against Swindon at home, not fine. A 3-1 loss to Crewe at home, not fine. A 1-1 draw to Harrogate. Bearing in mind, Harrogate were priced at 8.0 for that game. The draw was 4.5. Stockport were 1.4. Didn't manage to get it done. They beat Walsall, fine. But then, you know, lost to Mansfield. And, you know, it's just been a little bit sticky. And MK Dons, I don't know where I stand with them. I have to make that quite clear, right? One week they're beating Crewe, the next they're losing to Grimsby. Then they're beating Mansfield, right? And then they are, you know, losing to Bradford 4-0. It is a coin toss with MK Dons, so this does come with a bit of caution. But I just think, like, if MK Dons turn up and Stockport are in that sticky patch, then 4.75 is an unbelievable price for a team of MK Dons' quality. Like, if they're on it, they could easily win this game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a big price for MK Dons there. Completely agree.
I got sucked in. Whether I'm an idiot or not, I don't know. But
no, like you say, their away record isn't amazing, but they did go away to Mansfield and win a couple of weeks ago. So if you can do that, you've definitely got something about you away from home. No more in League Two that I like, to be honest. Is there anything that you want to touch on?
No, not really. Again, a tough slate, but I feel good about what we've managed to what we've managed to pull out of it. So I think we will move into this.
Can I throw in a little bonus? You know,
I do
this sometimes when the slate is narrow and it's small, or whatever the word I'm looking for is.
Of course.
I'm just going to dip my toe into the National League just for a little accumulator booster, I think, for people here.
Okay.
Chesterfield at home to Boreham Wood. And I'm liking the look of Chesterfield to score two or more goals in that game. It's priced at 1.5, so not a massive price, as you'd expect for Chesterfield, considering they're runaway leaders at the top and they're at home. But they've scored two or more goals in 11 of their last 12 games. Boreham Wood, away from home, they've lost four on the bounce. They've conceded at least two goals in five of the last six games. Generally away from home, like I say, very poor. They've lost 7 of 10 overall away from home. So this is a Boreham Wood side hovering just above the relegation zone in no sort of form, especially away from home whatsoever. against the Chesterfield side, who have a very, very good record of scoring at least two goals. So, yeah, liking the look of that little one.
You're doing your research for next season. Clearly, yes. Chesterfield destined for League Two.
Yeah, surely they've confirmed it, haven't they now? Surely.
Have they?
Practically.
Have they really?
They're 21 points ahead of Barnet.
Bloody hell.
And Barnet,
if it's not done already, it's a matter of time, isn't it?
Barnet have got 7 games to play, so they could theoretically get 21 points. So, yeah. There you go. This is the weekend then.
Yeah, this weekend could be it. Yeah, I'm just reading an article now. Yeah, this weekend could be it. So they could have done it in midweek, but they got beat 4-2 at Halifax. So they'll definitely want to do it at home.
Yeah, absolutely. Saving it for this weekend when they're going to thump Boreham Wood 8-0.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, love that little bonus. I will also pass it over to you to deliver the treble for this weekend.
Yep, so we're going to go for a treble of Derby County to win away at Northampton, Mansfield to win at home to Colchester, and Notts County and Salford to be both teams to score. So that's Derby to win, Mansfield to win, and Notts and Salford to be both teams to score. The treble doesn't pay very much, to be honest, this week, because it's very slim pickings. It's 3.05 for the treble, so £10 example stake returns. £30.50.
Love it. Love it. Okay. So, yeah, please follow us on social media at T_FB podcast. We would love to connect with many of you on the social network so we can continue our relationship after the show.
We would, and we'd really appreciate it if you could leave us a rating or review wherever you listen to your podcast. So if it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, wherever, we'd really appreciate it if you could just take a moment out of your day just to leave a quick rating on there for us. That'd be brilliant. But we hope you enjoyed this show. As Tom says, little bite-sized one this week. We'll be back with a full pod after the international break finishes, same time next week. So hope everyone has a profitable weekend, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.